where sustainable development was born. The Agenda 21 conference was in reaction to this.
This went on and on and on. Thunderous reception that he's getting isn't exactly what the Democrats hoped for after, of course, the stream of indictments against him. But Judge Mershon just can't hold a good politician down. A new Emerson poll shows Trump leading Biden in 7 swing states, including Michigan and Wisconsin, 2 blue wall states where a Trump victory in November would spell absolute disaster for Joe Biden. And some of the voting blocks that Biden heavily relied on in 2020 seem to be running full steam away from him.
So obviously you like Trump. Why is that, Jenny?
Well, I've never voted for the party. I've always voted for the man. And he is the man.
The Biden administration gets up every morning and tries to find new ways to weaken and undermine and change America.
Donald Trump amid a sea of hard hats this morning. It wasn't even 6:30. The former president shaking hands, signing hats, talking to the people who built the city of New York.
Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan. Is that surprising?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Fuck you.
Because you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to take us out, and it's not going to work. Not going to work. Not going to work. It's not going to work. Never forget, our enemies want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. I won't. Because I will never let them silence you. And in the end, they are not after me. They're after you. I'm just standing in their way. I always will.
What is up, Badlands? Welcome to Brad and Abby Live. We are going to have a fun one for you guys today. I'm going to do it like this, so it looks like I'm actually looking in a direction. And, dude, epic freaking Trump rally this weekend, and a perfect compare contrast to Joe Biden this weekend. Would you agree with that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I freaking just love how people are showing the true numbers, because the votes were stolen, right, in 2020. So now we're actually coming out in droves to show physically the true numbers of who really supports Joe Biden, who really supports Trump. And it's like, I think it's kind of waking people up, because even some of these people, they might not be like hip on everything, like that, what's really going on, let's say with the deep state and stuff. They might have what we would call like maybe a normie level understanding, but those people are still wonderful, because that's the people we need. We need everybody to come on board, basically, no matter what side you're on, as far as like political sides, parties, that doesn't matter anymore. This is literally about saving your country, fixing the economy, closing the borders, everyone having rights, you know, like true rights, not this false, you know, this blown up women's lib movement that has happened. It's destruction on men. Basically, we'd reset everything. And I'm so excited for it. And sorry, Brad, I went off on that. But hey, super M though, because like that's why when I put that video together, I'm just like, yeah, we got this. Trump's got this, because he's been vetted, right? He was president once already. So we already know what he brings. And it's going to be exciting to see this next 4 years.
Oh, dude, a 1,000,000%. And you know what the best part about it is? Is that a lot of them, the way they were kind of brought down the liberal path was just the phenomenon of wanting to be a part of the group, right? So it was kind of just levied on everyone through Facebook and first MySpace and then a little bit and then Facebook and Twitter. And it was sort of then as more people start becoming liberal, they start bullying each other into being liberal, and then people don't want to be left out of the crowd or ostracized, so they kind of go along with it. And now it's like, then after enough time passes, they started thinking that it really is how they feel. And so the whole not wanting to be left out of the group mentality was a huge factor in pushing such a blight upon humanity as liberalism and progressivism. So that same phenomenon is present in things like the New Jersey rally and other rallies for that matter. But just to see in New Jersey, which the whole rest of the country lumps in with New York as just this hard blue state, and to see 100,000 people come out is very, very powerful. And for you were mentioning the stuff with coming around, people starting to like wake up to a lot of the, you know, the attack on women and stuff of that ilk. Mm-hmm. I have something here that actually we didn't plan the show, but I want to show you. I don't think you've seen this either. As some of you know, J.K. Rowling for a while has been going off on the transgender stuff. And people on the left like hate her for it, even though she's pretty much a leftist. I mean, she's the one who posted the video of Trump saying that he ignored the disabled kid and stuff. She did take it down and apologize after it was debunked. But she's by no means like a right-wing extremist. But this was a great post the other day. Calling a man is not bullying or punching down. Cross-dressing straight men are currently one of the most pandered to demographics in existence, and women are under no obligation to applaud the people caricaturing us. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. See, stuff like that, with some of these people start breaking out, it's people with vast influence, right? J.K. Rowling has 14 million followers on here, and obviously Harry Potter is just crazy popular. When some of those people start breaking out and just saying things that they've been holding inside, but they've been too afraid of being bullied by the crowd to say, that has big implications.
Yeah, and like that video, I think I had played it on my show with Sarah Huckabee talking about the lady swimmers that refused to swim, because this is the thing. I realize that guys can't stand up with this subject. So like all the ladies here watching, it's us that have to stand up against this men transgender thing. Because if guys are whatever, like, oh, you're being discriminative. Oh, I could be whatever I want, right? So the women can actually, we have a different position where we can go, you know what? You could put a dress on and put on some fake eyeliner and a wig, but that do not make you a woman, bro. Like, sorry, you know, but it has to come from us, from women.
It makes you a frequent mental illness. That's what it makes you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really hard. I was at one point kind of confronted ish by a transgender. It was a man, obviously, trying to be a woman. It was a cab driver. And I said him like a few times, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. And he got all pissy and all that stuff. And I remember,
babe, I could only marry you once. Okay.
I didn't quite apologize. I was just like, oh, okay. I understand. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but I wasn't going to be like, you're not a woman. You are just, I'm sorry. It's just, and there was something I think my mom just said the other day where she's just like, well, 100 years from now, if you have a group of archaeologists dig up some bones of a transgender male, he's still going to be a male. They're going to look at the bones and go, oh, this was a male. And that's just the way it is. And that is science. And that is truth. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I love you guys. I love you all. I love you all.
It's funny too, because I mean, there are some people who actually are normal about it, right? Like, there are some people who are like, I am legit a guy in a girl's body, and they kind of just do their thing and then they go about life. And, you know, if someone misgenders them, they'll just like politely be like, well, actually, I'm a guy and stuff. There is a faction of that, right? So, like, me, I'm all for normal people. If you're a normal person, that's cool. But to me, like, saying that I'm supposed to accept, like, dudes with 5 o'clock shadows going, I'm a woman. You know, like, it's just never going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm never going to be okay with that. Like, you know, live your life, bro. That's cool. But if you're getting mad at me because I accidentally fucking misgendered you, or because you're hell-bent on going to take a leak in the girl's bathroom with my niece or something, like, yo, yeah. Sorry. Go pick another restaurant because it ain't going to happen here, guy. no pun intended. But anyway, we have a really... It was such an awesome display, and it was really awesome too in January of 2020 when Trump went to Wildwood the first time. And I felt like this was part of, it was just part of, it added to the panic that caused the COVID, the whole COVID scenario. Now that was already seemingly, in my opinion, in the wraps since at very least Event 201 in October of 2019, where they did the whole run through of the COVID pandemic. Definitely not shady, guys. Totally not. Totally normal to completely run through the crazy event that no one was prepared for, with every high-end health official in the world just a couple months before it happened, and then go, you're not prepared, to President Trump after it happened and pretending like they didn't. So, nah, that was not shady at all. But nevertheless, I think there was a lot of things that led to that, and I think what... One of the things that probably made them feel happy that they were about to run through it was the January 2020 rally, in which, again, he had another record crowd then. They beat it even this time. It just shows that these super blue areas aren't what you think. Now, what do you think? Should I play one of these videos to kick us off, babe?
Oh, heck yeah. Do it.
Do it. Okay. So here is one just of the crowd. This was posted by Trump. So I imagine Scavino probably posted it. But look at this, man. How amazing.
That is the power of the people. That is amazing. That's how we use our voice, guys, is usually, like, we would, you know, we've done social media, we were censored, we were all this stuff. They can't stop us yet from coming out and really supporting a true patriot and a true president who wants to lead us into a beautiful, bright future. Anyways, it's just so beautiful. I love it. And those are not forced crowds. Those aren't people that are paid to be there. You know, you think of Biden, you think of the opposing side during COVID. Remember, Brad, when they had to have the circles?
Yes.
Oh my God. I remember watching this one with Biden. It was just like he was there and there was probably 20 people. I'm not even joking. Like a few press people, you know, only the essential people.
Those were like his cousins and press secretaries and shit. No one's going to his rally. There was even one where Obama showed up and literally they were in cars and they had, I don't know, maybe 10,000 people there for Barack Obama, like the darling of the left. So it's been wonderful to see. This is a cool one Trump posted too, and of him like rolling into town. I wonder if he took it himself, but... check this out. Look at that. And these are just people lined up on the streets. I mean, I have to assume they're not in line to go in there. So as someone said in the chat, at least 100,000. This is in New Jersey, guys. This is Wildwood, New Jersey. And for some of you who don't know, Wildwood is where people in New Jersey, after prom, everyone goes down to Wildwood, which is, to this day, the only time I've ever been to Wildwood was after senior prom. It's pretty cool. It's like a huge boardwalk. Look at that. How freaking cool is that right there? That's the roll up to freaking to his speech.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I think I saw that. I think it was Dan Scavino that posted that on X. But that's so cool that Trump has it posted here. And again, it just shows you. You're right. I don't think any of those people, I mean, maybe some of them made it down there. But they were probably just coming out. They're like, the motorcade's coming through this way. Let's go, guys. I would have been down there like, yeah, the big American flag. But yeah, just people love him for all kinds of different reasons. They love Trump. I love him for every single one of them. But yeah, people are just starting to wake up, whether it's something, like I said, from a not as awoken perspective, like, oh, I just want my grocery bills to be down, or I want my power bill to be down, or I want to have, you know, more freedoms in whatever avenues, because Trump was very known for taking, for removing regulations. And that was really nice. And I hope that we can have more of that. But I just love seeing everybody. And it's weird, Brad, because I grew up in Alaska. So New York and New Jersey is really far away, right? It's not really on my radar. But when I thought of them, I thought of, yeah, kind of more liberal, you know, kind of more that type of state of mind. So to see this is cool. Like, I'm going to feel like cool. Like when we go there this summer, I'm going to be like, oh yeah, my people are here now. This is MAGA country.
I freaking love it. It's weird because growing up in around New York City and Jersey Shore felt like a pretty based area to me. I mean, people certainly didn't mince words, okay? And that they definitely were kind of outspoken when people were weirdos. But man, just that liberal propaganda just swept the whole country. And I guess it changed. A lot of my friends are still the same. It looks like to me, New Jersey's still the same. So there might've been a lot of, they might've also simultaneously upped the voter fraud there. But it is liberal. There are a lot of rich liberals in New York, New Jersey. And then a lot of the really poor neighborhoods, like I grew up in a poor neighborhood, but I'm talking like the real like projects poor. A lot of them just vote Democrat blindly. So it is liberal in that sense. And then, you know, I have some friends who are liberal, but I don't know. Also, there's a lot of based people in that area of the world too. So I think if Democrats are sleeping on New York and New Jersey, boy, are they going to be in for a freaking rude awakening. Now, that's so weird. So now this weekend was a tale of two blue states and two presidential candidates, okay? Trump was in New Jersey with the people, as we just saw. We got more on that too, by the way. And Biden was also in California in the Bay Area And he was also, his motorcade was also greeted.
A whirlwind trip to the Bay Area for President Joe Biden, the fifth just in the last year. The president's motorcade made its way to two campaign receptions in the South Bay on Friday. The first in Portola Valley at a fundraiser hosted by billionaire venture capitalist Vinod Khosla. The second fundraiser hosted by former Yahoo and Google executive Marissa Mayer.
We need actions from Biden, which he could easily take. He could pick up the phone and things could change in a heartbeat.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators rallied outside both events and at one point blocked part of the motorcade. They're calling on Biden to stop sending military aid to Israel. They told us they're also working to reach his donors.
There are an unprecedented amount of billionaires and millionaires, and a lot of money is going to the Democratic Party.
So, two candidates, both in blue states. One was met with freaking protesters. And, you know, vitriol, you could hear them yelling in that opening clip. And the other one was met with the streets lined with people holding flags going, yes. Gee, I wonder who is the most popular candidate. I don't know.
That is literally the nothing can stop what is coming visualized. Right, guys? Can we all agree? It's like a really cool gauge to go, oh, we are there. We are there. Here's the thing. They're probably going to try to do some shenanigans to try to steal this election yet again, because that's what they've been doing for some time. Yeah. And so it's like, I think what this whole part is showing the vote physically in human form, right? So that when they do, if, you know, perform this cheating, whatever they're going to try to do, we could be like, no, dude, look at the numbers. That's why they're doing the polls. The polls are very important, because they are markers to show the truth. And so I think that this is going to be, it's just, I don't think Biden has any hope for this election at all. So I don't even know why he's running. I'm always waiting for just something crazy to happen, in all honesty. We'll see what happens.
What's POTUS been saying? Too big to rig, right? Too big to rig. Well, I mean, listen, Biden did get 81 guerrillion votes last time. So allegedly. We'll see what happens. Now, we have some from Right Side Broadcasting. Oh my God, we're fun that. Who are awesome, by the way. Super support them from day one. They are amazing, and I love how they do the they go to the rallies beforehand and they'll do interviews and stuff. And we have a couple clips with that because it's really awesome and worth a watch.
Okay, let's keep walking. I want to show you guys. Thank you. I want to show you guys on both sides just how massive. Let's go ahead and walk. So you've got, wave to everybody. How you guys doing? This is incredible, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
I've never seen a rally turn out like this.
It's unbelievable. You're looking, it's just a sea of red, you know, and no problems.
And make America great.
No violence.
Again.
A day in heaven.
It is a day in heaven right here. I'll take it. Good. All right, we're going to... I want you guys to see just how far this line goes. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Now, the doors have opened, so you've got... That's where the line is moving right now. So if you're... It's being processed right now. Let's just keep going. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah! I love that lady.
How are you? When you're on the beach, it seems to be a little bit... MAGA! We're not MAGA over here, are we?
MAGA!
How are we doing?
All right, how's everything?
Where are you from?
Trenton.
Trenton.
Yeah, she's from Queens.
This is MAGA country.
This is MAGA.
Hell yeah.
Queens is MAGA country, right?
Queens is MAGA country. Howell Beach, New York.
Yeah.
I'm from Trenton, New Jersey.
What do you think about all these lawsuits and all these court cases? He's sitting there. The greatest.
Bunch of BS. Anybody else, that would have never happened. Yeah. You know, that's just... politics. That's all it is.
Oh, I got a cigar out there. What are we smoking today? What are we smoking?
Monte Cristo number 2.
That is my favorite. And I got the Monte Cristo White Series is my second favorite. That's it. See, there you go. Golly. Look how many people's out here. What did you like the most about President Trump?
Everything.
Yes.
We didn't pay $4 for gas. Yeah. You could afford food. We had police forces on the street that didn't get locked up.
It's almost moronic to think that anybody would support Biden. I just don't understand what
brainwashed.
They are brainwashed.
No, we got the vaccine on the brain.
I gotta shake your hand, man. How you doing, man?
Good.
First Trump rally?
Yep.
You excited?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got your boots on the beach. You're loving it. No sand on your toes today.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Well, if you had to say one thing to President Trump, what would it be?
Let's go, Brandon.
That's it. I knew he was going to say that. If you could say one thing to President Trump, what would it be?
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for everything.
I miss the house prices most. I mean, like, realistically, anyone our age, we're not going to be able to buy a house.
This is the best time to be here, man. Yeah. Trump's here. Everybody's happy. You know what I mean?
You got your hat on. Got your watch. Trump. Oh, that's awesome. Almost got ran over by that, actually.
Stormy's deaf. That was one of his women right there. She never ratted.
She never ratted. Get on down there. That's awesome. You guys have a good one. Boy, I tell you. There's your crowd, folks. There's your crowd.
Yeah, that was really cool. And then we have our favorite one, right, babe?
Oh, wait, our favorite one. Oh, our favorite one! Oh, my gosh. Yes, but first of all, before you play that, guys, wasn't that insane? Like, when you look down the way that he has the camera, you can tell there is a lot of people. So even during the Trump rally, when they're panning around, that doesn't even cover other people that were there, other people on the streets. It's just like this huge movement, and it's beautiful. It's literally the Great Awakening in every aspect that it could be, and it's just glorious. It's absolutely glorious.
It's absolutely amazing. And there is one interview that I soloed out that...
It's
not the most articulate argument, guys, but it's wonderful nonetheless. And it's the most New Jersey clip there is.
As you can see, the boardwalk here is relatively...
Let's go, baby. 24. This is the year.
Is this the year?
24 is the year.
24 is the year. Where are you from, man?
I'm from Jersey, right here, right outside Hamilton.
Let me ask you something. As a young person, how popular is Trump amongst your generation?
Trump is just different. He's different. He's a leader. He knows what's going on. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's just special. You know what I mean? Look at the people. Everybody's here. They all love him.
Everybody loves him. He's
different.
Pop culture loves him. Everybody loves him. Let me ask you a question. What is the one thing that the Biden administration has hurt you the most? Is it tuition? Or is it rent? Is it gas? Is it food?
Just a sleepy fuck. As a 17-year-old, I can't afford gas anymore. He's a jit. I mean, come on.
So it's the gas.
Yeah, it's the gas.
All right.
Fucking retard. We gotta get some money serious back in office.
There you go.
Come on. The border.
Hey, there you go. Close the border. Close the border. Close the border. High gas prices. These guys know. I appreciate it.
Hey. I like how he's slowly walking away, but it's, you know, it's good.
He's a fucking retard. Hey, well, what is it? Is it, you know, the gas prices, groceries? I don't know. I put it more under the he's a fucking retard category. Personally, if I had to say why I don't like Joe Biden, oh my God, I love it. I love it.
I love how he just came along like in the beginning. I didn't hear the before when I watched it before. He goes, hey, baby, whatever. Like he just stumbles upon. It was like hilarious. But yeah, he also says because he's a sleepy, which is funny because you're right. It wasn't all these other things. It's just because you literally have what Trump says, an incompetent man that will fall off stage and upstairs and I don't know what else. He's just like a walking corpse half the time. So he's not really even there.
Oh my God. I love it. I always think of it like when I see stuff like that, I think about your reaction the first couple times you had been to New Jersey and especially like when all your sisters had come in and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And they're like, you guys, we thought it was just like on TV, but it's like, it's real. Like, this is really how people in New Jersey are. Oh my God.
And we were just like, I wasn't there. It was right before the wedding. I was like at the house getting ready or something. And they were going to get something, you know, like the quick, you know, run to the store real quick. We got to get something before the wedding. And then they got in line. I think they were in like Target or something.
It was Costco.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And my sister Amy, she's like, Abby, you won't believe what happened. They're waiting in line. No big deal. We're told Alaskans are fine with this, whatever. And then this lady, Amy's like, you wouldn't believe it, Abby. She's just like the movies. She's like, hey, what's taking so long? Like, I need to talk to the manager. Get him up here. You know, like, however they do the accent. And she was like getting upset that they had to wait for about 2-3 minutes. And it was insane.
You got like, things to do in New Jersey, all right?
Apparently. And so it was so funny. And Amy's like, she had the accent and everything. And anyways, it's great. But they do speak what's on their mind. And that is something that Trump is also known for, is speaking what's on his mind. And, you know, I think honesty is good. It hurt my heart sometimes, but it's good.
I personally love it. And oh my gosh. And it was just, it's just amazing. The tale of two cities, right? The tale of two stories, right? You have Biden. He's met with protesters. He's not going to do a rally. He's going to do with his big donors. Now they all do big donors, of course, events, but it was just a perfect May 11th yin and yang of two candidates, right? Biden's going to meet with millionaires and billionaires to see if he can get them to donate. And Trump doesn't ask for anything from these people. I think it's free to go to a MAGA rally, and just goes with the people and hangs out with them. And I'm going to play one of these clips that you put together because I freaking love it.
You have to vote for a gentleman named Donald J. Trump. Have you heard of him? Have you heard of him? Thank you. You know, you can't even see the back. There's so many people here. There's so many people here. Man, over 100,000 people. This was supposed to be, you know, they thought they'd hit 40. So they more than doubled it. But you can't even see the end. I wish we didn't have the press here. I wish we moved them the hell back so they'd have, because they can't see in the back. You know, I always tell the press, turn your cameras around to show the audience, okay? They never do it. Look, look, fake news. They never do it. They never do it.
Oh my gosh, I freaking love it. And then, but right before we play that, we have one more Trump clip where he has a really cool message. Just as a reminder, here's another press coverage of Biden's weekend.
The story that we're following is the protests that are happening during President Biden's visit to the Bay Area. Demonstrators gathering outside of a venture capitalist and billionaire's mansion this afternoon, demanding a ceasefire resolution in the war between Israel and Hamas. President Biden there attending a fundraiser for his campaign at that home, which is where we find Cron 4's Charles Clifford with the latest details here.
Well, good afternoon. The president arrived in the Bay Area yesterday, spent the night in San Francisco, and he's attending two fundraisers here in Silicon Valley on Friday, including one here in Portola Valley. Let's go and take a look at some video. The president's motorcade made its way down Alpine Road here in Portola Valley about 12:15 this afternoon. He's headed to the home of tech billionaire Khosla, and he was greeted by dozens of protesters who are unhappy about the war in Gaza between Hamas and Israel. And they say they came out to send a message to the president and his donors that they're not happy with that situation.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what Biden was met with, and then here's what Trump was doing this weekend.
All across America, millions of people in so-called blue states are joining our movement based on love, intelligence, and a thing called common sense. And no one has more common sense than the tough, strong, incredible, brilliant people of New Jersey. I love New Jersey. I love New Jersey. I'm here all the time. Whether you're a Republican, conservative, independent, or even a registered Democrat, I'm asking for your help in saving America. Our country's in trouble. It's in big trouble. We've never been in trouble. We'll end up in World War III. These guys are grossly incompetent. They have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing. You know in your heart that this country is not going to survive four more years of crooked Joe Biden. He's crooked and he's corrupt and he's incompetent. Other than that, he's doing quite a good job. It's time to set a, and really what we have to do, we have to set high standards because this country has never been in a position like we're in right now. We're laughed at all over the world. Leaders that respected us 4 years ago are laughing at us. So it's time to set other differences aside and come together, get the job done for America. We're going to make America great again, and we're going to do it fast. And we're going to look at Biden. I'm sure nobody ever saw The Apprentice. That was our big hit. That was a big, powerful hit. But I'm going to look at that guy and I'm going to say, Joe Biden, you're the worst ever. Joe Biden, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. Get out of here, Joe. We're going to straighten out our country. We're not going to destroy it. He's destroying it.
Oh, yeah. I freaking love Trump, man. He just brings... So anyway, I love that part because he's saying things that are beyond just like speech writing. He's saying things that are true, where he goes, we're coming together basically in the name of love, intelligence, and a little thing called common sense. He often goes, I'm going to bring back common sense policies. It's because he's shown how what these liberal people are doing, it's one of two things. Either they're dumb and incompetent and they're retarded and they have no idea what the heck they're doing, or they're evil and they're doing it on purpose to destroy America, to bring on this whole new global system. I think it's the latter. And Trump knows it too. And so that's the whole point when he brings that up. But it's just such a wonderful thing where it is love. It is intelligence, thinking for yourself, common sense. And then I also loved how he said, you know, in your heart, this country can't last another 4 years like this. Yeah. Honestly, we couldn't survive at all with our paychecks. None of us could survive. We couldn't get food. It would be difficult if it went double what the prices are now, because already guys like here in Alaska, because we have to get stuff imported. We don't have that mainland connection. All of our stuff either has to come by barge or plane. So it's tacked on, which is the bill of that. It's a lot of money. So I love it here. And it shouldn't be that way because we have so much resources. We could open up our own refinery up in Anwar, is what Trump wanted to do. But then Biden comes swooping in quite literally. He's like, we have to protect our lands. You know what I mean? Like, literally, in the name of preserving nature, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, the forests up here are huge. And this area is a just isolated location. And they just do all these bull crap reasons why we can't do this. And it's because they're against self-sustainability. They're against us being energy independent, straight up. And it's showing. And so anyways, I just love Trump. I love, you know, there's so much behind what he says. Like I could go on for days and days, but that's why he's so loved by everyone in this country. And it's so beautiful just to see him go around. He's not even president. But he draws crowds like he is already president. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's such a beautiful thing. It's beautiful.
It really is. And, you know, Joe Biden, he kowtows to the progressive lobbyists to get them to shut down or at least non-renewal of oil contracts and all these different things that have just completely led to crazy inflation. Like you said, all the plans for the highway up to Alaska to connect the mainland through Canada, that was all shut down. Yeah. They shut up lots of different things that have just gone sideways. And, you know, when you have these progressive lobbyists, I'm sure they try to go up to Trump too. And I'm sure Trump looked at them and was like,
"You motherfuckers.
What are you doing that?"
Oh my gosh. Rose.
Fucking quiz.
Oh my gosh.
You leave me my clipboard alone.
I saw a comment here by Rose Thistleart, and she goes, it's retarded to be evil. I agree.
It is. It sucks. But you know what doesn't suck, babe? Is our wonderful sponsors, who I think you guys like to check out now. But we have a cool second half of the show lined up, so stick around. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? The high cost of medical insurance is about to get more daunting, but Mid-Atlantic Business Alliance has the solution. For over 30 years, David Becker has been helping small businesses get the best PPO coverage at affordable rates. Mid-Atlantic Business Alliance is also pleased to announce the addition of new United Healthcare PPO plans in addition to the Cigna policies. Whether you're a sole proprietor or an employer with a larger group, there are proven ways to reduce your costs and get the best coverage available. David Becker and his son Jesse are here to help you get the best possible PPO insurance coverage at the lowest possible rates. So if you're stuck paying for your own insurance, why not give David and Jesse a call, see if they can help you too. Call for a free quote at 609-577-8557 or visit badlandsmedia.tv/Becker. That's badlandsmedia.tv/Becker.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Are you concerned about the $6 trillion at stake in the upcoming 2024 election? The Wall Street Journal has reported a critical issue, the looming decision on extending tax cuts scheduled to expire after 2025. Republicans advocate for extending Trump's tax cuts, while the Democrats lean towards letting them expire and increasing taxes on top earners and corporations, potentially creating a massive $6 trillion gap. But fear not, there is a way to protect yourself from this impending threat. Join the thousands of hardworking Americans who are taking proactive steps to safeguard their savings. Visit BadlandsGold.com to claim your free 2024 gold and silver kit and fortify everything you've worked for. You may even qualify for up to 10% back in bonus silver, but hurry, supplies are limited. Don't leave your financial future to chance. Act now to diversify and shield your savings against the uncertainties ahead. Get your free 2024 gold and silver kit today at BadlandsGold.com and take control of your financial destiny.
T-bone.
Good, good.
Chicken.
Good, good.
Bacon.
Good, good.
Salmon.
Good, good.
Ground beef.
Good, good.
Ribeye.
Good, good.
Ranchers.
Good, good.
Ranchers.
Good, good.
Good Ranchers delivers the best meat and seafood America has to offer. And we ship it straight to your door from real farms and ranches right here in the USA. So whether it's beef, chicken, pork, or seafood, you know it's going to be
good, good.
Ranchers.
Good, good.
Ranchers.
Good, good.
Ranchers.
Good.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys for sticking out through the commercial break, and thank you guys for helping out our sponsors and supporting our sponsors and supporting our
show.
Awesome. And for being awesome. It's a unique thing these days, although awesome is back in style. I'm going to start off this second half, Ab, with a little flashback to a clip from 2019 with my favorite boxer of all time, the champ, Mike Tyson, and his he was on a show where he was kind of forced with, you know, presenting that he does support Trump. But there is a tie-in coming after it.
I don't like the way this stuff is going, right? But I like Donald Trump, you know? Donald Trump stood up for me when I was told, when they talked bad about me, and the people said, what do you think about this convicted rapist said he was for you? He, you know, he spawned and he said, I'm a tie. He accepted my, you know what I mean, vouching for it. He accepted that and said, Mike is my friend, and I respected that.
Mm-hmm. It's hard not to.
And I couldn't, I listened, and he said things, and people went against him, and black people went against him. And I understand that too, some of the things that went on and why they were upset.
With you, in regards to you?
No, with regards to black people in general.
Right.
All the stuff, Charlottesville and everything. But listen, you look at a guy like me, where I came from, all the felons I got, this guy's a president, he's a nominee. He's just a campaign. He's not president yet, but he's just campaigning. He says all these, you know, cool things. I like Mike Tyson. He likes me. We're both, you know, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's campaign. And then what am I going to say? Fuck him. He's a racist pig. You know, I can't find myself to say that. Right. I can't say that.
Right.
I can't say that.
Right.
I'm not going to be one of those guys to say that.
Right. And if people are like, well, Mike is fucking bugging. Mike's just saying, like,
I can't say that. I can't listen. A lot of my people from my community turns against me, against the attorney back on me from my rape conviction. I don't want to hear that shit. Come on, I'm just keeping it real with you.
Nah, I hear you. That's what Mike, you're so fucking genuine.
I don't want to hear you.
If somebody
no, I'm with Mike Tyson. He's running for his presidency. He didn't say, fuck him. Now I don't believe, I don't want no racist campaign for me. He could have easily said that.
Right. Right.
He talked to me about reverencing me. So I said, fuck, I ain't going to say nothing disrespectful about him. He never said, anything. He said was beautiful things about me. So what do I do? You know, people in my family don't like him. Say I should say, what do I do? You tell me, Mike. I'm on your show now. No, really, really. Tell me, Mike.
You know, I think what you should do, Mike, is just what you just said, straight up. Because it's, I mean, obviously we're not talking about, like we mentioned people that have done really horrible, horrible things earlier. And your experience from him is different. And as much as I can't stand this cocksucker, this is me, as the president. Because before he was just Donald Trump. I see him at the parties and shit like that. It's complicated, man.
I was hoping he said something disrespectful about me. I could deal with that, but I can't deal with him saying something nice and I think something that's disrespectful about him or against him.
And knowing your personal experiences.
Yeah,
I
can't do that. I'm the Tom then. If that's the Tom, I'm the fucking Tom.
Right. I got you.
Yo, it's hard to make someone who could punch your face into the next state go along with the narrative if they don't want to. But I always love that clip. That was from 2019, March, almost exactly a year, March 2019. It's almost exactly 5 years ago. And I love that because one, Rappaport was squirming because he is just this known hater of Trump and all these different things. And then also, too, it's kind of cut off in the beginning there. I can only find my own download of it. But that starts off where he's trying to get Tyson going, and he mentions Charlottesville. That's why Tyson goes back and goes, yeah, Charlottesville and stuff, I get it. But Rappaport mentions that because Rappaport, he used to rail about Charlottesville and, oh, my God, calling Nazis nice people. He was one of the ones, along with the media and everyone else, pushing that now thoroughly debunked garbage, right? Now, Michael Rappaport has been reluctantly coming around. And, you know, some people think it's for show. It might be. But it's also, too, it's hard to deny at this point. And I think he's realizing that. I think other people are realizing that. And whether it's for show, whether he already knew and the back end was for show because he thought it was popular to diss Donald Trump. One of them could be definitely for a show or it could all be real where he really hated Trump. And now he's starting to realize, oh, crap, I think maybe I should vote for Trump. he is coming around and he has a massive audience in the sports world. I used to watch a lot of sports. He's on ESPN all the time. He's a huge Knicks fan. He's huge basketball in general and other sports. He's big sports commentator. Obviously, he's originally an actor, but this has kind of been like his second life, has been podcasting and sports analysis. So he actually has, again, just like earlier in the show, when we're talking about J.K. Rowling, these are people with huge audiences who, you know, you can maybe be someone to crack the dam, and then they find us and we burst the dam. But here is him again. This is just more and more clips of him admitting that, you know, he's starting to see the light.
Here's why I think you're going to vote for him this time. Because you've seen what happened under his first term. You didn't like it. He's the, you know, he's the pig dick and he's got the mean tweets and he's orange. But life was good. There was no wars. The economy was going good. But damn, he's annoying to look at. But you also can acknowledge that the media had a major role in that.
When you take a step back.
Yes. You also acknowledge that.
Because that, you know, that one thing about the Charlottesville that I ranted about.
Yes.
And I was wrong.
About the both sides thing.
Go a little bit more. What do you mean by that? You were wrong on that.
No, because he said the both sides, you know, there's good people on both sides.
Well, I do think there's blame. Yes, I think there's blame on both sides. You look at both sides. I think there's blame on both sides.
And when you see the full quote.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't what he said. You know, I ranted on him hard for that.
Mm-hmm.
Hard. There's some video about it, whatever. Yeah. I mean, I ranted hard because I was like, what are you talking about, man?
Because you got played.
You got played. You got played. You know, it doesn't feel good when you get played. And the media freaking played everybody, dude. There's entire lists of things like that that were, what would you say, maliciously reported, or at least very manipulatively edited or presented. Yeah. So how many people have had similar awakenings? I don't know if he's having an awakening. You know, he's still a bit of an asshole.
But he's admitting that he was a victim to propaganda and to basically a collective, I call it brainwashing. I like to have that lady out there called it that, because it is. It's a collective thought that was put into the minds of Americans. The orange man bad. You know what I mean? And then you start to wonder, like when you're breaking out, if you've broken out, welcome. But when you're breaking out, it's just like, what was my own thoughts about these things? Where was the sauce in this? Oh my gosh, I was just following what the 9 o'clock news said. And you know, because we were taught kind of to trust the news. We thought the press was free, like how it had been. And then there is a really good quote. I can't quote it, but JFK pretty much says that if the free press dies, America falls. He's right. And so that's what this is all about here in Badlands. And yeah, guys, please give us thumbs up. But yeah, Brad, I didn't mean to cut you off, but anyways, yeah. Anyways, I love seeing these people waking up and going, you know what? It takes balls to admit you're wrong. He even said that. He's like, I was wrong. And the music's like, nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, whoever put that together was great.
But it's good to see. It's good to see. And I said before, you know, we might want to get mad at them, yell at them, say you were such a jerk before, but we just need to welcome them with open arms. That is a quote from a Q post. And it's important that we do, because that's how we move forward in a mass group of MAGA patriots. And it's beautiful. Even the ones that aren't, you know, quite there yet, Brad, they're still like on the side of Biden sucks. And like, I can work with that, you know?
Without a doubt, dude. Yeah, people have been coming around every day for years and years. And the Biden administration, they just continued the flow. They continued the wake people up flow. And it's something that needed to happen. It all needed to happen. From us trying desperately to wake people up to the Biden administration accidentally waking people up. And I think just even before that, the actions of these psychos, their reaction, they were so crazy and they never knew they ever had to react like this before. That stuff was waking people up. if the whole time we were going between the Mueller investigation and all this other stuff. But nevertheless, it has been great. And I have a video here because this is something else, the sort of stuff that's been waking people up. Watch this. This is okay. This is, I'm going to play it on mute while I'm talking for a minute. This is Biden's arrival. He arrives at SeaTac Airport. And at one point, he's going to meet, let's see, I have it here, my notes, Dow Constantine, and which is the, he's a county executive. So these are like, you know, some county executives and different people from Washington and where they're going. And let's just try and take in how much time he spends with each person. So about 10 seconds with each person, right? But I'm just going to play this, and then I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Shutdowns, because we can't guess where he's going to go. And now it looks like folks are disembarking the plane. We've got a number of uniformed men descending the stairs. President of the United States descends the staircase here.
Okay.
He is officially in the Evergreen State.
Actually made it down the stairs. Incredible. Okay. Bound to happen once in a while, right?
Was, as Matt mentioned, back in 2022, so 2 years ago, okay, around the same time of year, spring. But he was here for Earth Day. He made trips to Seward Park.
Talked with that guy for like 2 seconds. Well. He's talking with someone else now.
We don't really have much information on this particular
by the time
visit
it goes.
The campaign event.
He's you see the top of his head.
Totally sold out.
Yeah, so he's having like little conversations with each person, saying, "All right, how you doing?"
Is that McCarthy?
No, I don't think. I don't believe so.
Okay, this, sorry, oh, just
so this is Dow Constantine, right?
Oh,
so,
oh okay.
So when he gets to him, Dow is going to like introduce check, him to his daughter.
Here hours ahead of time.
You know, right now he's talking with them. He's taking a picture.
Make sure we were all safe and vetted to get in here. So,
so it's funny because like I want to play it in real time just so you can see. They're all about 10 seconds long.
Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell at this moment.
Okay, so that's Seattle mayor, one of them.
Local officials. Up next is King County Executive Dow Constantine in that lineup.
Okay, so a couple people. Hey, how's it going, Dow?
Shaking
nice to meet you.
Dow there.
And now watch. Look at him.
Down the line.
Oh, my God. It stops him in his track when he sees a little girl.
Phones out, taking pictures.
Takes his glasses off, starts bending down, right? All right. Look at him. Look at how he's just staring at her. Like, he's a predator, dude. This
he's
is
not
an
even...
old man who can't hide that he's a freaking a child predator anymore.
Yeah, he's not even addressing the father. He's not even looking at the father. Okay, now we're taking photos. How cute. Yeah, dude. He's disgusting. I mean, just because we've seen him before. I have seen him before enough times.
And look, he's already... Look, he's fidgeting with her blouse.
No, he's... He's giving her a bracelet or something weird like that.
Okay, maybe a bracelet. Either way, like he's fidgeting with the girl. He's already spent more time with the little girl than all the other officials. He's still, this whole time, he's still with, talking to her. He's fidgeting with her. All right, now he goes to the mom. Finally, after all that, right? I assume that's the mom. Talks to her for a couple seconds. Let's see. 46. Okay. Hey, how you going? Yeah, nice to meet you. And this is, again, now he turns back around and back to the little girl. Now he's caressing her and touching her hair.
Not the hair, not the shoulder. See, this is when he starts doing it. Oh, not again. What the heck?
What is with this dude? And, you know, there is something like, oh, you know, you're on the campaign trail. Oh, you know, nice little girl. Oh, how nice to meet you. All this stuff. This is just creepy stash. You can even see, like, his people here, like, trying to walk in front of it. I don't know if they're aware of the cameras, although there's a lot of cameras, but maybe not on purpose. But, like, this guy, all these people he met for 3 seconds, and he stopped then in his tracks for a little girl. Anyway, He's a predator. I'm convinced that he's a predator, dude. He really is.
You're like father, like son. I mean, honestly, yeah. when we followed, do you want to mute your mic for a second? When we followed Biden and his son, like when they were doing those investigations, actually, they're still doing it. I wish the oversight committee. Anyways, they did find that a lot of the transactions that Hunter Biden did between, I think it was the Chase Bank, were flagged. Okay, literally flagged by the Chase Bank of saying these are dealings with human traffickers, human trafficking. It was flagged, and it was like 167 times. Don't quote me on it, but it was big, and I have it written down. And I remember going, "What the heck?" Nothing was done about it. So we know, and you know, some other videos and stuff that were obviously leaked about Hunter Biden, that he also too goes for the young kids, and it's passed on with these pedophiles, and they're usually abused themselves. Hunter Biden is probably abused by the father. It's just this terrible cycle that happens, and you can see it. Like you said, Brad, you can see it. Once you know it, you can see it. And that was way too long with that little girl. And he gave her something, a bracelet. And there are things, you know, what does it have a phone number on it? Like, what, you know, you don't know. These people are creepy.
They're creepy. Like the second, and again, like he like serves her up to him. Like maybe it's a thing that they know. Like, here, you know, you have to introduce your kids to Biden. That's what he likes. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. But he literally goes, takes off his glasses and turns the whole thing. The guy is sick. And, you know, it's just, there could not be any more examples of Biden versus Trump, who's a regular dude who is awesome. And the world is sick. I mean, it kind of goes along with, I think, Biden being a pervert, but Utah Money Mover is claiming that India made child porn legal, which, if true, I'll have to, you know, that's unverified. I have to look into that first. But that, if true, that's absolutely reprehensible and effing disgusting. But you know what? It's the way of the world. So who the frig knows these days? They got these progressive globalists sinking their teeth into every country across the globe that they can.
Wait, here it is. I found it. I probably can't share it. I don't know. But it does. Okay, so I typed in India making child porn legal. It says the Madeira's high school court recently in its ruling stated that the solely downloading and watching child pornography does not constitute an offense.
What?
Whoa. Under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offenses Act. Wow. Wow.
Dude, everyone who voted yes for that needs to just get an ass kicking.
Let's see.
I mean, more than that, obviously, but at very least.
Here we go. Here we go. Do you see that? There we go, right there. So yeah, I need to look more into that. But you know what? Again, so it's terrible, right? But the thing is, we've known about this already. The whole point is they want to eventually make, through all this stuff, the love has no age. They want to literally eventually make it normal to have sexual relations with children. This also goes into biblical prophecies, but I won't bore you guys with this.
I actually love when you go like stuff like that, dude. She is so knowledgeable about like biblical prophecies and all this type of stuff. It's super freaking interesting. I gotta tell you guys.
Yeah, well, basically, just when you could say in a, you know, you could say Revelation, that situation, it does talk about the days being like the days of Noah. And it does describe in the beginning of the Bible, in the days of Noah, how men were sleeping with children. And there is, what is it called? Polygamists and like, families having sex with each other and having babies with children, all this terrible stuff. So this has already been happening behind the scenes, as we all know, within these elite circles. And there's a lot of other crazy stuff about that. But the whole point of it is eventually is they want to make that normalized. They want to make the degradation of society, of your mind, of your will, of your morals completely degraded so that you are a mindless, senseless zombie. You know, it's terrible. Now, first of all, that was their plan, and it's not working because, right, we're all waking up to this. We know it's wrong, and we know children are innocent, and they need to be protected. So shame on that court, and just, yeah, honestly, I need to look into that more, but this is pretty disturbing, to say the least.
Yeah, that's absolutely hideous, and that's the world that we're all pushing back on. That's why we're all, that's big reason why we're all so vested. It's funny, on YouTube, some of you know I got my channel back, whatever good that does, no one's even on YouTube anymore, but when they deleted, gosh, they must have deleted when I first came back and then a couple after I was back with strikes, maybe 20 to 30 videos. And the common denominator with almost all of them were ones that I talked about either human or child trafficking. Yeah. And who was Joe Biden going to meet with? Google executives. Google owns YouTube. So it's just interesting that those are sort of things that YouTube has this whole policy. They do it under the policy that's supposed to protect children. So a lot of these people, it's a sick world. I'm glad we're all pushing back on it. But it's also going to be an increasingly better and better world. And this whole movement, MAGA movement, has, I think, reminded a lot of people, too, that there actually is a good world. And being American is such a beautiful thing. There's a lot of really great values and wonderfulness that come with being a part of this place. And we're getting back to old school American values, and it's beautiful. And I just love every second of it.
And I'm proud to be an American. It's just, every time I think about that stuff, it's just like, it's so patriotic. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I was definitely, I would say, more exposed than others to real patriotism and pride, because I was told the true history. I wasn't told all the true history about how wars are, most of the wars have been brought on by the rulers that be, but I still was taught about sacrifice and loyalty and how freedom is more precious than life. That's actually a verse in O Beautiful. So that basically people that fought to keep this country alive, I think sometimes people just hear it and they just think, oh yeah, it was a war and it happened, people died. It's like they were fighting to be free from the system back then. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. It's the same system. It was the crown. You know what I mean? Everybody that's done their research. So we broke free. The bankers, you know, came in and infiltrated again. We had the Rothschilds. We have a lot of those people that came in through the WHO. They came in through all these things. But the idea of freedom is so strong in our hearts that I don't think it was faded during the other presidencies. But Trump brought it back, right? And he made it kind of cool and hip again. And like I said, for me, I was raised that way. So for me, it was just like, yeah, we finally have a cool president again. That's rock and roll. And I had that feeling a little bit with Bush after 9/11. And as we know that, you know, it was a controlled patriotism, but it was a patriotism nonetheless that was from our hearts, right? About protecting our country.
Patriotism was real, and that is a beautiful thing. It just sucks that, you know, they used it against us, and PSYOPs usually use your emotions against us, but that was a really beautiful thing, and the patriotism that's coming out now is also very beautiful, but for a real reason, so that's pretty cool.
But there is a difference, Brad, I realized, because, like, that one was about patriotism, protect our land, you know, whatever. Trump is more like patriotism, protect our land, but from the enemy from within. Like, let's just clean house. And I think it's a more realistic, feasible future for America. And I'm just super excited about it. So, yeah.
I was trying to upload some. Now you can't get away from it. And it is a beautiful thing. And then this video that you showed me, well, I don't know, I think we shared it to each other pretty quickly. This is just a perfect example of America right here. It's just like a flag that flew down. do it like colors. You never let it touch the ground. And then you'd have to do a ceremony at the end of the day.
I like how it keeps saying, keep it straight. Keep it straight at the end. You know, it's important. Tears in my eyes at one point, guys. That was really, really good. And the respect that comes with that. I just, it's so beautiful. And the kids, you know, kids are, they're sponges, guys. They're sponges. And the powers that be know this. And that's why they try to put so much stuff in front of them and just terrible stuff. And it just destroys their mind. And it just makes the world a crazy place. But if we could guide them, just give them a guiding light about like how to become a wonderful human being, a powerful soul, someone that has value, someone that values others. Like America is amazing. Our Constitution is amazing. Our rights, the amendments, everything is so beautiful. It's to protect us and each other. And touches me in the feels, Brad. That was so good. I was like crying. I'm like, I'm not going to do this.
Crying on a stream, babe. What are you, some kind of wuss? Who does that? Oh, I love you guys. No, I'm just
kidding. We love you.
We do love you guys. And we love this. We look forward to this show every week. And we're so glad that you come hang out with us every week. And it just really means a lot. You guys are like family. And that just, I don't know. I just get in my feels when I think about it. And so I know we're all fighting for the same thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I hope you guys will be here again next week with us. And we do have some wonderful super chats to read. This is always a fun time to get to see your thoughts and make you guys part of the conversation. I'm going to bring us up here. We'll do the rumble first. Our friend Secrets says, God bless you guys. Thank you for being here and let us enjoy your story too. Appreciate it. Yeah. I think we all get to enjoy each other's stories over time. Scream for Freedom. Hey guys, hope you have an amazing day. Thanks for all you do. That rally was epic. Dude, that rally really was epic. I mean, they are like, a lot of them are really big all over the country. But I just love, well, obviously, I love that it was in Jersey and Wildwood. And I think it's the first rally I ever saw on a beach. So that's like a cool vibe, right? You're usually in a field or an arena or something like that. And just love that it was New Jersey and there's people from all around. There were people from Queens there, people from North Jersey, there's people from South Jersey. I mean, a lot of the neighborhoods they were mentioning, they're probably lost a lot of people. But I can tell you, it spans. That spanned the whole freaking state. And again, there were people from New York. There were some people we talked to came in from Pennsylvania. Wildwood is not far from Pennsylvania, actually. There's probably, Wildwood's actually closer to Pennsylvania than where I grew up in Jersey, because it's all the way at the bottom there. But it's just a beautiful thing, man. That rally was amazing. Secrets also says, thumbs up. Guys,
yeah,
hit that thumbs up. And I realized you could do it on the Roku now through the Rumble app if you're signed in, though. You have to be signed in on your name. But yes, thumbs up. It's always a good metric to let everyone know you like the show. Frank Westling says, big appreciation of both Brad and Abby. Beautiful individuals. Love you both. U.S. flags.
Thank you, so much. Much love. You guys are so sweet.
Now, our wonderful friend, Texas Jules, reminds us, as always, of our good friend Martin, ESDMF, who is in the chat in spirit with us every week, and also says that I love the content you guys bring us. You never disappoint. Thank you. And love you both. And I'll wave to you guys for my cruise ship next month. Oh, that's awesome. Then you're probably going to go up the Inside Passage, which will go by us. Oh, that's amazing. And Kitsko says, did you all hear DeSantis signed a bill, the Summer of Freedom, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, all bridges and state lighting will be red, white, and blue. Very awesome. This reason people have been moving to Florida. I'm glad he's staying in Florida. I don't know. Some people think it was kind of a fake little fight. I still kind of feel that way. I don't know. I don't think him and Trump are really fighting, although they did both kind of get serious at one point. So who knows? But anyway, he's doing great work in Florida, and that's pretty freaking awesome. And then, of course, our buddies over on the Foxhole, which we love dearly, Filtered Dog and Dixie, both saying what's up with a can. What's up, guys? I have a video to lead us out here. After maybe give us your final thoughts from the lovely blue eyes.
Oh, you're so sweet. I just actually, speaking of, hold on, give me one moment. Speaking of ESADMF, I have this saved. This was what he told me. Do you see it?
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so anyways, I have it on me. Sorry. My desktop.
It's okay, baby. And he's very missed, and he's loved. And
so he was such a really great guy. You guys are all amazing. But it just really shows you how real our community is and how it's like real people and people that have gone on, you know, we really miss them. There's a lot of people actually that have passed on that I've known in the movement. But it's like, yeah, you know, they were, even to the end, like a lady, Red, White, and Blue, babe, you remember her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was really
she nice. Was amazing. She was with Patriot Soapbox. She's not here anymore. And that was due to stupid COVID garbage that happened. I put her on a ventilator and stuff. And they didn't give her the medication she needed. She wasn't able to see anybody. And, but she was amazing. Patriot. And, sorry.
Yeah, there's been lots of there. Unfortunately, there have been, and even people who I wasn't familiar with, who I know friends that have talked about passing, you know, they're kicking ass in heaven now. We actually need patriots up there as well to help. You know, obviously, I lost my father in December. Huge patriot. When I tell you, my dad loved America. My dad loved America. He's a big part of why I am who I am, and my mom too as well. She's still with us. You know, knock on wood. Yeah. You know, or even with her cancer, she's almost done with her chemo. So, oh man, yeah. Hopefully, you know, hopefully when we get the PET scan, it'll be okay. So send up a prayer for my mom if you guys can. But yeah, again, man, my dad, the hugest patriot there freaking was, loved America. My grandfather loved America. My grandfather was born right off the boat from Sicily. And as the story goes, my dad would always tell us, you know, they had a lot of kids, right? My pops was one of nine kids. And so, you know, there wasn't a ton of money. They weren't necessarily like poor, but there really wasn't money to go around. So they had all the hand-me-downs and all this stuff. But whenever something nice happened, and one of them was able to get something nice or do or something nice happened, my grandfather was telling them, nice country, America, huh? And he always made sure that they were fully aware, like, yo, this is the place, okay? And a part of the reason, not to bore you guys with history, but part of the reason a lot of people came over from Sicily in the early 1900s was that Italy kind of left Sicily to its own devices, and it started being run by land barons, or basically mobsters, for all intents and purposes. The beginnings of what we know as the modern mafia. That's who ruled your town. It was like the higher ups, the big, crime bosses were basically running Sicily. It was a lawless town. So a lot of people, you know, they kind of were fleeing it. It's an interesting thought. It's kind of a lot how Mexico, it was worse than how Mexico is now, but Mexico is the closest thing where It's kind of like the cartel in a lot of ways runs Mexico. So that's how Sicily was. That's why a lot of people, a lot of the Italians who came over, a lot of Italians came over, but a lot of them are Sicilian here in the New York, New Jersey area. And because they were specifically trying to get out of there, and that's where my grandma, my grandfather's family came over. But they loved America, and they taught my aunts and uncles. They didn't even teach them how to speak Italian. My grandparents spoke Italian in the house, or Sicilian. It's actually slightly different. When they didn't want them to know what they were saying. So that was probably part of it, too. But they were like, no, you learn freaking English. You're in America, and my pops instilled that in me and Salvatore. And, my pops and my mom. My mom's also an amazing patriot. She's red-pilled as fuck, too, for what it's worth. And my mom used to send me Q drops back in the day. She used to be like, yeah, oh, there's new Q. Like most times I would hear about new Q drops from my mom, of all people. And, he's up there, too. My pops is up there, kicking ass in heaven. And, we need as many patriots up there as we can. And, it's a beautiful thing. And we love them and we miss them. And we're gonna make this world a better place, for all their brethren. And I have a video here to lead us out. This was posted by Trump. This was posted by him yesterday. And it's just another cool little quick Wildwood video. And Texas Jewel says, when will you go out for the former Liberty? We need to see pics. I know I'm nervous. I got to admit, dude, I've never rode a boat before. Oh, it's a really beautiful boat. Yeah, we're going. But we've been going, I'm trying to watch videos and going over all the stuff. Abby washed it all up really nice. So it might not be next week, but it's going to be. And you guys will get all the video, obviously. We love doing stuff like that. So you guys will get all the video and pictures we can handle.
I got you covered. Yes. I got you covered. I even have a GoPro around here. So we're going to do mini coverages. It'll be great.
I freaking love it. And I love this, man. This is a shout out to New Jersey representing freaking amazing.
From Morristown to Mount Laurel, from Patterson to Pennington, and from Ocean City to Sea Isle to right here in Wildwood, New Jersey. It's been home to some of the toughest, smartest, and most talented Americans ever to walk the face of the earth. With your support, we will go on to victory, the likes of which no one has ever seen before. And we will make America great again. God bless you all. Let's win this state. We're going to win it.
Kisco, I will say with the pizza joint that I worked at, we're all doing some Naples, El Mabadan, and they used to break my gluten all the time for being Sicilian. There's definitely no love lost between the two. Stream right as the raid starts.